Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, let's go around the league here for week number two. Giants and Lions coming up tonight. Our thoughts on that a little later. We don't know about Beckham. He's a game-time decision. Will they risk it tonight and try and get some play out of him, or will they wait another week? We'll have to wait and see. That we won't know until probably when they kick it off and we see whether he comes out on the field. We'll have to wait and see what happens there this evening. And again, do you dress him and be tempted, or do you – I don't think you dress him unless you're going to play him, because I don't think you want to be tempted of him, sitting on the sideline. All right, let's go around the league for week number two. Week number three, I don't want to scare you, but, boy, they're a lackluster games. You got a London game to start it off, which is Baltimore and Jacksonville. You got really nothing. In week three, you don't have one real marquee matchup. The Sunday night game is Oakland and Washington. The Monday night game is Dallas at Arizona. There is not one, wow, look at that matchup, in the whole week. Not one. All right, yesterday, Chiefs and the Eagles in the Andy Bowl. Chiefs go to 2-0, where they joined Denver and joined the Raiders, did it with their offense. Eagles tried to make it close late. We know that. A lot of scoring in the fourth quarter. But again, the Chiefs make some big plays, getting the ball to Kelce. The running back, again, makes some big plays yesterday. Has another good day. Has another big touchdown. So Chiefs go to 2-2. The Eagles are 1-1. Nothing that exciting there. Ravens, which were one of my picks yesterday, make it 24-10 over the Browns at home. The Raven defense is really good, and it's lossiness. They get a bunch of turnovers yesterday, 5-all, 4 interceptions. Going to be that kind of season for Cleveland. Cleveland moved the ball. Moved it up and down the field, but couldn't cash it in, couldn't score, threw big picks. They're 0-2. Ravens are 2-0. Ravens in Pittsburgh sitting there at 2-0 in that division, getting ready for one of their battles, you know, this year where they'll play two tight games against each other, knowing each other very well, offense versus defense, Raven defense, Steeler offense. Steelers win yesterday. Wasn't an exciting game, wasn't a big, impressive win for them. But when you found out that it was not Bradford and it was Case Keenum, you knew that it was going to be a Viking loss and a Steeler win, and it was, matter-of-factly, like I said, nothing exciting. Cook was 12 for 64 running the ball yesterday. Had one that was stopped on the one, otherwise he would have had a long touchdown. Still looked good yesterday. Not in love with Keenum. Hopefully Bradford, it's a one-week injury. Had some swelling. They didn't want it to get worse. They gave him the week off. We'll see if he comes back for week number three. Steelers go to 2-0. Vikings 1-1. Vikings can live with that, but it was tough that they had to play without Bradford. Cardinals come back and beat the Colts in overtime. Colts are now 0-2. Cards not impressive. Got down 10-0 in this game. Didn't score a touchdown to the fourth quarter. Finally drove and tied it up, then drove and won it. They get a win 1-1. Colts are 0-2, going nowhere. A luck. The rumor is he may be back for week five. At that point, if they're, you know, 0-5, do you want to bring him back? That becomes the question. But right now, the Colts at 0-2 off that loss yesterday. The Cardinals come from behind and get a win. Dolphins beat the Chargers. Chargers again, snake bit, missed a field goal of 44 yards. Last week they had one blocked that would have tied the game up. Yesterday they line up for the winner after relinquishing the lead. Line up for the winner, 44 yards. The kid misses it. So they're 0-2. Dolphins win their first game. So good win for the Fish as they open their season and get ready for, obviously, a week number three visit to the Jets. They'll be the Jets' home opening next week. The other team that was opening the season was Tampa. They did it in impressive fashion against the Bears. Opened up a big lead in the first half, coasted home from there. Glennon moved the ball again, threw for 300 yards, but again had two picks, one for a touchdown that broke the game open, and again an easy win for the Bucs, who are going to be tough. That, you know, Carolina's not looking good, but they're 2-0. They win 9-3 yesterday. Newton was awful in this game. Now he loses Olsen with a broken foot. They're 2-0, but it wasn't impressive. Bills were actually driving late and had a chance to try and throw the ball down the field and get a Hail Mary, try and win it. Carolina, show you how bad they were. They were up 6-3. They had first and goal after a pass interference on the 1-yard line and couldn't score to knock the game in and just put the game away. Could not get in the end zone. Kicked the field goal. They were only up 6, and they had to hold the Bills off. Newton looked terrible in the passing game. Their defense looked good. Buffalo's not very good. They're 1-1. Carolina's 2-0. Carolina's 2-0, and they have looked lousy, I think, in their first two games. They really looked lousy yesterday, but they are 2-0. Titans bounced back against the Jaguars, did it in impressive fashion. So they off the Raider loss, they come back and bounce back with a big win against the Jaguars. If anybody was worried about the Patriots, it was unfounded. We said, you know, listen, everyone will get crazy, and they'll say, what's going to happen when they go in to play Drew Brees and the Saints? Nothing happened. They exploded early. Tom Brady put up 3 touchdown passes in the first quarter. They put up 30 points in the first half. He threw for 302 yards in the first half for just the second time in his career. And then basically when he had Hogan hurt and Gronkowski's got a groin hurt, he called off the dogs in the second half, just put up a couple of field goals. Saints just put up one touchdown. That game was 30-13 with time left in the first half. 30-13. And it barely went over, which is wild. Barely went over. Went over by a point. I just noticed that, and I don't get involved over in this. I just wanted to see what it was at the half. I looked, and I said, well, how high was this over? It was 55. They got over by 1 point late in the game. They were lucky to do it. It just shows you how games can get crazy. But the Pats look good. Gronkowski's injury, thought to be maybe serious. It's not. It's a groin. They go home to play Houston. Pats look good. Defensively look good. Offensively, Saints don't look good at 0-2. Don't look good at all. The Niners put up a good fight and played a close game with the Seahawks. Late touchdown by the Seahawks wins the game, 12-9. So they get the win. Niners, hey, hung around. Their defenses look good the first 2 weeks. They've lost 2 tight games. They're 0-2. Maybe they switch quarterbacks. We'll see. Maybe they put Hoyer on a bench and play the Bethard kid, Bobby Bethard's grandson. We'll see if they do that. That's what Julio's yelling about. That's what he wants. We'll see what happens, but they are 0-2. They play Thursday night against the Rams, who lost to the Redskins yesterday. Redskins came back, needed to win that game, did against the Rams. That would have been big if the Rams could have opened 2-0. They didn't. You know how close the new Ram head coach is with Cousins. They're very, very close friends. He loses to Cousins yesterday. Cousins goes home against the Raiders at 1-1 after a 27-20 win, and the Rams will play Thursday night against the Niners. So 1-1's all around there. We mentioned the Seahawks, and then we get to the Cowboys. The Cowboys go into Denver, and the game was delayed a long time by a lightning storm. The Cowboys can't get the running game going. Denver gets the offense going, rushes for 178 yards, puts up a big number overall, almost 400 yards of offense, blows the Cowboys' doors off. You get the Tlaib return for a touchdown, which, you know, irked Cowboy fans in the last minute. They had no running game. Elliott had no game yesterday. I mean, his running numbers were unbelievably bad. 9 carries for 8 yards yesterday for Elliott. 9 carries, 8 yards yesterday. So Denver does a number, goes to 2-0, 42-17. Prescott, when he had a throw, wasn't very impressive, gave up the pick 6 late. So Cowboys struggle mightily in game number 2 and really get hammered by the Broncos. And you look at that division right now, Denver's 2-0, Oakland's 2-0, Kansas City's 2-0, all have been impressive so far. So those three teams at 2-0, very, very impressive. If you're looking for places where there's 2-0 teams, how about Carolina, Atlanta? Tampa's 1-0 and Carolina, Atlanta 2-0. So those two divisions, very, very strong at the top there. And Green Bay last night, I liked Atlanta in this game. I thought Atlanta would win comfortably. They even won bigger than that. With the turnover to start the second half, the game was completely over. They go on to a 34-23 win. They completely riddled the Packers in the first half. That Atlanta offense is absolutely loaded. They're going to be very hard to beat. They're going to be very hard for anybody to keep them out of the Super Bowl if they remain healthy. They are a very, very good team, and they are lethal in their building. Off to a 2-0 start and just trounced the Packers last night. So the Packers go to 1-1. The Falcons go to 2-0. And the Giants will try and see if they can get back to 1-1. They yesterday watched as the Redskins won, but the Eagles and the Cowboys both lost. Lions and Giants tonight. So who was impressive in week two? You'd have to say the Pats bounced back well. You'd have to say that Denver was very impressive. You'd have to say the Cowboys look really very, very poor. Good win for Washington at the Rams. Good bounce back for Tennessee. Panthers are 2-0, but they don't look impressive. Bucks got out of the box well. Ravens D looks good at 2-0. Their offense looks a little shaky. Chiefs look good, very good at 2-0 with a lot of weapons and a lot of things they can run with that offense. Alex Smith, tell anybody this is going to be his last year there because he's going to get pushed out by Mahomes. But right now it's his team, and they look very, very good. We'll be back after this.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.